Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, people, how y'all doing out there? This is PPC One, and I'm calling back in. Well, we have another Super Tuesday coming up in the morning in certain states. Victory is assured as long as you all stay focused. Now, you know and I know that, you know, things don't get better overnight. But every election does count. We do know that. I hope y'all do. Now, we must continue to stay focused on First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton to keep her head, voter on in, because she will be the next president. Now, this guy Bernie Sanders really is getting irrelevant even to even talk about. Now how he's sitting up here not wanting to even support First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton when he's so far behind. Why not? Why he do not want to support her? Because he is Republican. He's playing games. We must continue to keep the health care reform, the Affordable Act. We must continue to keep everything in place that President Obama has done to make things better. I know things don't change overnight. You all know that too. What I see, Donald Trump is going to annihilate every last one of the Republicans. They're not going to be able to beat him, the Republican Party. Like I said before, the man speaks the truth about what the Republican Party really means. And what the Republican Party really is. A bunch of racist bastards. And all they want to do is take health care reform away from 20-something million people. Tear it up, throw it away, and throw it in the garbage. They don't care about pre-existing conditions. They don't care about you living or dying from it. Never have. Never will. Our thing is we must make them all this here mudslinging. These are people that's supposed to lead the United States of America. They're supposed to be leaders of the United States of America. These are people that are trying to be leaders of the United States of America. Why do they have to be so nasty? Why? Why do they have to be so dirty? You know, don't need that in our politics. We need fact. We don't need gossip. We don't need innuendos. We need facts. And the fact of the matter is, Hillary, First Lady Hillary Clinton, will keep health care reform in place and also work to make it better for the working poor. She will keep the right for women to earn equal pay, keep everything else that Obama has placed since he's been in office. And then she will also create other things that she has on her agenda. And she's not afraid of any terrorists. They already killed Osama bin Laden. She was there in the war room. She saw him get shot in the head. She saw the whole shootout. She's not afraid of any terrorists. And she is not afraid to go to the war room if need be. She is not afraid to face ISIS and take them head on and destroy them like President Obama is doing. Not afraid of that. And she is not afraid to take the pharmaceutical companies on. And she is not afraid to take on Wall Street and these big bankers. And she most definitely is not afraid of the Republican Party. Now, the rest of the Democrats must come together as a unified Democratic Party. They must learn unity. They must learn to stand together. They must learn to rally together. They must learn to support one another. Bernie Sanders is slinging mud. All he's doing is in the way, blocking everything, making everything seem like he's trying to do the best for the American people. But no, he's not. He's being paid to stay in the race and try to throw a wrench in it. That's all. That's all he is a wrench thrower. And it's time for him to go. You just stop it. Now, anybody must understand that there is a lot at stake here. The Republican Party has been trying to repeal health care reform, the Affordable Act, ever since it was signed into order. We all know that. Bernie Sanders wasn't for it. And he's not for it now. Must understand that. So we must understand that also poor people all over the United States are suffering. The food stamps are being cut. Food stamps are being cut off. dispensational. It's sad because the children have no food at home. And the mothers have to get out in the street and do what they have to do to feed their children. It's rough. It's rough down here at the bottom. Always have been. And that trickle-down happiness, that trickle-down richness, where is it at? Where is it at? Where is it at? Where is that? That trickle-down happiness, that trickle-down riches, that trickle-down economics. All we get is red line, green line. All we get is no. Instead of yes. All we get is destruction instead of a helping hand. Nobody is begging. But everybody needs help to climb up the ladder. We all need to help, and we all need to help one another. Yes, we lost Prince, another icon, great singer. I loved all his music. Boy, did we party all his music. He may be gone, but his music and his legacy lives on. Still, I'm talking about President Obama. President Obama's legacy must continue to live on. And First Lady Hillary Clinton will make sure that it does, and will make sure that health care continue to bring aboard millions and millions and millions of more people. Yes. We can make it better. And we can make it greater for the working poor. Yes, the University of Chicago hospital, it'd be packed. The waiting room be packed. The hospital be packed. Sometimes it takes days and weeks to get upstairs to even get a room, because that's how great the Obamacare Act has been to so many millions and millions and millions of people across the nation. Some people have come in there with sicknesses that they have had for years and years and years, but it was pre-existing conditions, so they couldn't get the health care they need. But thanks to this health care, they're getting it, the help they need. Maybe it's just a little bit too late for them, but at least they know what they are sick from. At least they know what they are dying from. They don't just drop dead and don't nobody know why. It's a lot at stake here. There's a lot at stake here. This health care reform bill and Affordable Act should go on decades and decades, decades to come. If we can pay billions and billions and billions of dollars to go to war, how come we can't pay billions and billions of dollars for people's health care? How come we can't afford to pay billions and billions of dollars for children to go to college? First go to grammar school, Head Start, and college, and finish. How come? How come? When so many foreign countries are already doing it. But here in America, our politicians act like they don't know that foreign countries are already doing this for their people. A lot of people come here from Ghana and other foreign countries to get a good education so they can go back home to their foreign countries and help their people. I don't see anything wrong with that. I say thumbs up to them. But the people that's here, that's our politicians, how come they can't see the way to help our people here? And Chicago really is one of the third most large cities that Afro-American people are pulling out of. They're leaving here. They're going back south. They're going everywhere. Florida. They're going to Atlanta. They're going all over the place. Arkansas, Memphis. And then down in Memphis, certain parts of Memphis, certain parts of Jackson, Mississippi, certain parts of Arkansas, there's just so much murdering and killing going on down there. And the prison system down there is filthy. The tap water is filthy. And then how in the world are they getting all these drugs inside these prisons? I know some of them say they stick it up their butts. But they need to have a drop every day. They need to have all inmates do a drop every day to make sure they don't have drugs in their system. Because if they're in prison, how in the world are they getting these drugs? Now, another thing is, you got the mental health people are locked up in these jails. They're not there because they committed any crime. They're just there because they're sick in the head. They don't belong there. There's so much work to be done. And we all have so little time to do it. So people say, oh, Prince was 57 years old and he passed away. There's no limit on what age you can leave here. You can leave here when you're born. You can leave here at 5 years old. You can leave here at 10 years old. You can leave here at 20 years old. You can leave here at any given time that God says, come home. No matter what age you are. And we don't need no more gossip about, oh, what did he die from? What difference does that make? He has moved on. Show some kind of respect. God say, but Jesus said, he without sin be the first to cast a stone, And if, what he say, if ye can stand to be judged, let yourself be judged. But if you can stand to be judged and you want to judge someone else, how can you judge someone else when you cannot even stand the test of time to be judged yourself? So how can you judge anyone else? And just gossip and rumors in your windows, and it must stop. Now, we know that prison is a big industry, multi-billion dollar industry. We know that politics is a multi-trillion dollar industry, because that's where all the legislation comes from, all the laws, everything comes from there. If the Republicans and Democrats was to come together and want to make the United States a stronger and better United States, they could. And they can do it overnight. A lot of them, not all of them, are filthy, doggone rich. And then I must say, Senator John Kerry is doing a great, wonderful job as being Secretary of the United States of America. I had my doubts, but he is doing a wonderful job. Wonderful. Wonderful job. Wonderful. He is building bridges amongst bridges. And so did First Lady Secretary Hillary Clinton. And so is President Obama. Building bridges where there was no bridges. Building new bridges where the old bridges were burnt down. We should not be tearing down bridges. We should not be building a 20-foot wall. We should be building bridges there. We should be using contractors to go to these different countries that don't have buildings and anything and help rebuild those countries. Help rebuild Mexico. Help rebuild the United States. Infrastructure. Bridges. Streets. Gas lines. Water lines. they're old. And I told y'all this 1,000 times. They are old. Hundreds years old. They are old. And they need to be pulled up. And new lines need to be put down. In every state. All over the United States of America. There is a lot of work to be done. There is a lot of work in construction. If people don't know what they're doing, then they can have, you know, hands-on experience. They can be in training on the job. They will have a job and be able to put food on the table. Now, if you want to take somebody from welfare to work, construction will be the most beautiful job to have. Rebuilding the city in every state. Then just maybe everybody will put down their guns and say, well, hey, I got me a job making $25 an hour. I bring home a nice piece of money to take care of my family. I don't need this garbage anymore. And then that cycle will not continue from generation to generation to generation. And they won't continue to go on and on and on. Yes. Yes. We must be very vigilant. You know, we must think big. Not little. We must broaden our minds. We must do that. Life will always continue. This is not the end of the world. Not as we know it. Now, the politicians have the power to create these jobs in the private sector, or in the public sector, or whatever sector it falls under. No. You need to continue. And I've seen some on the internet. Somebody sent me an email talking about automatic registration for voters. Yes, we need that. It's a good thing. So yeah, that's a very, 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 very smart thing to do. Automatically, when they turn 18, they are automatically signed up to register. As long as they turn 18 before the election, they automatically are registered to vote. That's a great thing. Times have changed. And we, as a people, as a nation, as the United States of America, must learn how to change with it, or we will be left behind. Now, I'm not judging Bernie Sanders. I'm just saying he needs to get out of the race. That's all. What more it can he do? He's behind. What is he holding on to? You don't have the race. There can only be one. And that's First Lady, Secretary, Hillary Rodham Clinton. He's been very selfish. And it makes me seem to me that he's been a puppet. He wants to get out, but the power that be is behind him are forcing him to stay in to continue to throw his wrench at you now. The man is a mudslinger. He's playing dirty politics. Simple as that. We must understand that times are very, very, very hard. It is. It truly is. You know, I have sciatic nerve pain. And getting into a pain management clinic. Some of these clinics are bagged up for over a year. Some of them are bagged up 2 years. So what do you do in the meantime when you're in so much pain? I mean excruciating pain. Sciatic nerve pain is no joke. We have a lot to improve, and we can do it. Some of these hospitals need to be expanded, made bigger, because, again, they was not prepared for this new bill. But it had to be done. And I'm glad it was done. Now, immigration. We all was once immigrants. We was all once called refugees, immigrants, migrating from the South, and everything else. Like in the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s. So what's wrong with immigration reform? What's wrong with the DREAM Act? One thing is wrong is when you tear families apart. If you continue to build bridges, but there are no bridges, and have construction companies go over there and build brand new streets, brand new highways, brand new buildings, put down water lines, put down street lights, and everything. Pass the immigration bill. This will be one big happy world. But these people from ISIS would never be happy because Bin Laden was killed so no matter what. No, it's not nothing personal. But they have to be destroyed at all costs. Even if they're here in America. Even if they're here in the United States, they must be destroyed. And whoever supports you must be destroyed at all costs. Now, abroad in Syria, must pinpoint them, pinpoint their leadership, first and second and third and fourth in command. And take them out. And we must insist on a no-fly zone. Period. Point blank. And we must stand on that. A no-fly zone. Or they will be shot down. Nothing personal. It's just business. Simple as that. Now, it is a good thing what they're doing with all these prisons. Instead of Illinois and abroad. Yeah, they put them on 23-1. If you don't have no assignment or anything like that, you just stay in your cell. You must have an assignment to come out your cell. That keeps down the killing. That keeps down the gang banging. And it keeps down the flow of diseases. And they should have boxes and boxes of condoms in there. Because whether y'all want to believe it or not, they are heaven. In the course up in that place. Males are doing males and females are doing females. So they need to be on 23-hour lockdown. And new laws need to be put in place for stuff like that. Because they come out here in the free in the world and they pass it all through the place. Doctors have told me that people are coming in with all kind of diseases that they don't even have a name for them yet. But they don't know what they're dealing with. All they know is that these are diseases. A new disease. Me and I coming home with all kinds of diseases, hooking up with these girls and giving it to them and not telling them, hey, I got this, I got that. Just give it to them. That's one another issue. It's so many. So many. But we must focus on this election. Because like others, this is a very important election. Very, very. millions and millions of people that have pre-existing conditions. And then these businesses that get this cheap insurance for the employees, and the employees is still paying more money out of their pockets for health care. If they get sick, they can't even have a nurse come to the house and see about them, make sure they're getting medicine properly. They don't have that because their companies have cheap insurance. That should be a mandate that these companies get the best insurance they populate they can to help the employees if they get sick, have to stay at home. A nurse should be able to come and check on them. Or let them go to the hospital. They don't have to pay so much out of their pockets because now we're working poor. The bill need to be more sufficient enough to help them too as well. It's happening to children, but it's not happening to the ones that's working. Because if they get sick and the ambulance is called, has a $500 deduction. And then if the kids get sick and have to call the ambulance, has a $500 deduction because these companies have cheap insurance coverage for the employees. I mean, some of these insurance companies that these companies are getting, and they haven't been around no more than a year or two or three years. It has made them up and made them cheap. They not cheap to the people that made them up. They're getting paid millions while their clients is paying into this new insurance from their businesses where they work their jobs, their bosses got, they're paying into it, but they're not getting nothing out of it. Because if they get sick, they have to pay $500 deductions every time the ambulance comes to pick them up, or every time they go to the emergency room, unless the hospital keeps them. I know a lot of people that's working. I say, why don't you call the ambulance? I'm not calling no ambulance. I got to pay a $500 deductible. If the hospital don't keep me, I got to pay a $500 deductible for a dog with ambulance or whatever else they charge for the ambulance. I say, what? They say, yes.